Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Well, hello. Hello, Elisa. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you on the 2-2-2-2022?
You know what? I love this. It's 2-2-2-0-2-2 on Tuesday.
Yes.
You can't get much
very
more.
Powerful.
Two is such a powerful number.
It's a supercharge energy portal today. So it's a gateway that we have been waiting for. And this is really where we're releasing anything that's old of the structures, programs, all of that, hitting like a reset button. So we're coming into a new timeline, a new reality. I'm letting go of what does not serve us. It's going to be another 178 years before this ever would happen again of the 222 sequence. So
how many?
It's extremely vibrant.
100 and how many years?
178.
You know how old I'll be.
But today is about really what was an opening for manifestation, our intentions, you know, processing through our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, all of that. And then all this is a great time to manifest your dreams for what you want to be ahead in this new reality. So it's a very powerful day today to dream big and create everything you ever imagined. So it's about balance, harmony, relationships, all of it, friendships, new connections, releasing old, letting everything align that's more healthy for us. So it's an exciting time to be in this day and create.
Well, you know,
a little bit about what's going on.
Yesterday, my husband and I kind of played hooky. He had the day off, and I took the day off. He had some things he had to take care of, and I said, I'm going with you. And then we ended up, he said, well, let's go visit our friend who's got a brand new restaurant. And I go, I'll plug it. It's in Winter Park. It's called Let's Wine About It. It's really a cool little restaurant. Long drive from Merritt Island. Took us over 2 hours to get back home with the traffic because we left like at, you know, 4:15. So we got into all the afternoon traffic. But he and I had a great time just breaking the mold. And I think that's what the number two is all about, is breaking out of that rut that holds you stuck. Mm. Today,
yes.
I took my walk this morning, and it felt like I felt like I could just walk forever. But I knew I couldn't because I had things to do. And I told him, I said, when you get a break, I think you and I should just go outside and gaze at the sun or something.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. Well, we have spring in the air, so we're definitely going through a transformation and from spring, new, we're like a rebirth, all this newness, you know, things are blooming. So it's a good time to manifest and create what you want to happen. And it actually, it's interesting because where I am on the timeline with even clients, it's all about balance and letting go of the past and just rebirthing into this new energy. And it's not easy for a lot of people. So we're coming into a time of, you know, good. We just came out of reflection and everything that doesn't serve, and now we're coming into something that's more aligned with where we want to be going forward, and it's very good. So I would say today, get out if you can, get outside and wherever you live, and you can just get some fresh air and feel the energy portal. It'll be a good alignment for your soul.
I
that
agree.
That was my recommendation.
And, you
but
know,
healing is
I
happening.
Wouldn't be surprised if everybody's not already out there doing that, because at this moment we have no callers, which might be, you know, a message from the universe to just not worry so much about the calls, but get out and share the air and be with other people. You know, sometimes we've had no callers, and then we talk for a little bit, you give a lesson, and then all of a sudden we're bombarded for the next half hour.
Well, we were off last week, too, so maybe that also threw people off, and then they might have thought maybe we stopped for a little bit, took a pause. But at the same time, I honestly have been so overwhelmed and busy working nonstop. I worked till almost 9 o'clock last night from 9 in the morning. That was a very long day, one after the next, and it's like remembering to eat, remembering to drink your water. And I just, it was just a great portal. I think because the portal was opening, everybody was feeling like they needed to come for a session or healing. And I asked for just a little break. And so guess what? Maybe this is a sign.
Wow. Yeah. I forget sometimes that I should ask to get a break, you know, when I'm overwhelmed. And it happens. You get overwhelmed with life. And even though you love what you do with, you know, your intuitive gifts, and I love what I do with Be Unique, it's still after, you know, there are times that you just need to change that, the pattern you're in. Every now and then you need a break. You can love something, and you can be passionate about something, but that doesn't mean you have to do it 24/7.
It's more like getting a recharge. And actually,
yes,
I've been
yes.
feeling like I need a recharge, you know, the sunshine and the fresh air. And that has been coming up actually in a lot of my sessions with people. It's so important to be in the fresh air and fill up that cup of energy with, you know, it's light. So it's important to get out there, get out of your houses, get some fresh air, because the stagnation that the winter causes, it causes our body to go into this shutdown. And sometimes when you're not moving the energy, things start to accumulate that's not for our highest good. So it's good to get outside and get some fresh air and get some movement in the energy. And you feel like you're having this rebirth, and it feels really good just to play and, you know, be out in nature. And actually nature, and this is what I've been trying to explain to my clients, nature is the best frequency for healing, because the vibration is 432 megahertz. That is such a great healer and high frequency to help the body be in a natural state of being. So
tell me that number again.
Nature, 432 megahertz.
That's,
so it's a heightened
just a
frequency
few megahertz
energy.
Below unconditional love.
Yes. Yes. And it's, you know, I call it God's playground. You know, you go outside and you play. And most adults feel that they don't know how to play anymore. I mean, unless they do something outside, like play tennis or, you know, swim or whatever. But it's so good to just, even if you can take off your shoes and be on Mother Earth and just feel that vibrational energy coming through your physical body, it's a very good time to, like, allow for that balance to come back into the state of the being. Because a lot of people have been pushed out of balance and kind of feeling like they're falling down instead of rising up. So that frequency will help you to rise up and to wake up to, you know, this rebirth that we're going to be going through, or that we actually have already started to go through. So
and
there's a lot of positivity that's happening right now, especially when you get out of your house and get into nature. But where you stay in a low vibration, that's where sickness comes in. That's where depression comes in. That's where all these lower vibrations connect to that. If you're in front of a computer all day, that's electromagnetic frequency that brings down your frequency. So it's important to go outside and get a reboot you know, and surge your system with sunshine and fresh air and the feeling of, the, you know, being in the trees and with the animals. It's all very heightening for the physical body.
Yeah. I want to say something about that. You know, you talk about play. Go out and play. For a lot of adults, they don't think in terms of playing. Now, you hear play ball, and that means baseball. There are people who play football, but if you ever listen to an NFL, a professional football player, they'll tell you, this is my job. This is what I do. This is how I make my living. I'm working today. But for the people who are watching, it might be a playing doesn't have to be what we did as children. Our play has to, I think it evolves with us. For me, playing, I love nothing more than to go outside and look at other children, you know, real children, not just myself, but look at the neighborhood children playing. But I love to watch dogs at play. I love to go to the beach with my camera and take pictures of surfers and others that are playing around and being silly. But for me, playing is also pounding on my drum. I have a drum that I play. I don't necessarily know that it's playing like a tune would, but, you know, I play the drum. I tap my tuning fork. I dance. Sometimes I only dance in my head. If my body doesn't feel like it, the music is good, I'll remember what I used to be like when I was 16 and dance. And
yeah,
my mother was 87 when she died, and she played almost every day. And her form of playing was talking on the phone, going outside for, she rode a scooter, so she rode her scooter while I'd go for a walk. We'd take a drive, and we'd look at things, and we'd talk about different, how, you know, the city had changed or whatever. So play can be anything that makes you happy and is different from your regular routine, right?
It can, but it's also fun to get on a swing and to bring back that feeling of being that child or going, you know, just being outside, running around, flying a kite, or going to the beach and playing, you know, kicking a ball or throwing something in the water, or even like using a boogie board. You know, it's about just going outside and freeing your spirit. So it feels good to play. It feels good to just
but
be in
how
the
would
band
you tell
or,
somebody? How would you tell somebody to play that is ill and can't physically do those things?
They could sit and watch, I guess, but I mean, you could always be pulled and be in, like if you go sledding, you could always sit on something and go sledding. Or if somebody's really ill, I mean, you're not really in that frequency to play. That's like an opposite frequency. So someone who's ill is probably going to want to just stay at home in bed. Because
you
align
where
you are.
That's the worst thing they
can
do. But they can always go outside.
They can always go outside and get the sunshine or, you know, be in the fresh air. That's uplifting.
Lisa, you told me when I was so, so sick back in December, and even before, but I think December was my low point. You said, Mary, get some sunshine. Go outside. And I could barely walk. I mean, it might take me 15 minutes to cross the room because my feet hurt so bad. And Curtis would go out and set up a chair for me. And I would sit out in this lounge chair and just get sun on my feet. And I would sometimes, if I didn't feel like walking outside, I would open the curtain and let the sun shine through the window. And I could lie on the couch with my feet up so the sun actually hit the soles of my feet. It made all the difference in the world to me as far as my healing. I don't think I'd be as well as I am today if I had not taken your advice.
No, the sunshine. Well, nature has a, you know, even if you're just sitting in it, I tell people sometimes if they can't walk, go sit by a tree and just sit somewhere, whether you're in a wheelchair, whether you're on a bench, just go sit. Because in that moment, you just feel this heightened level of elevation. It's almost like it just uplifts you and come back inside, and then you feel like I've been recharged. At least, you know, the sun, that's why I love the sunshine, and I love the sunshine state, because we're always here with the sun.
Yeah, I mean, there's something absolutely, I don't know if the word is, I guess healing is the word I'm looking for, about the sun. I mean, this world would not exist if we did not live where we live in proximity to the sun.
It's like seasonal depression, and a lot of people get that.
Yes, yes.
Because they're not in the sun. They're inside all day.
You know, I just thought of another way people can play is with music. They can, let me play this real quick for you. This is part of your introduction music. Oops, I went too far. I mean, to me, that's a fun, happy, sounding music.
Yeah.
It makes you think, you know, the title of a song is the way the song feels. You hear a song like that, you go, oh, that sounds like fun, and you find out the name is Children's Picnic. And then, yeah, I can see a bunch of kids running out in the field. In fact, when I was growing up, one of eight children, we would go to my uncle's cow pastures, and he grew hay, and he also raised cows, but he had these big rolling hills in South Carolina that when the cows weren't in them, they have what we called sour weed, something that the fields had to grow in between planting seasons, and they made these beautiful lavender flowers in the springtime, like Easter time. And I can remember we'd all go to my uncle's house for usually for Easter dinner. He had a bigger house than my parents did. He had only two children, and we would just go and roll and run and play in these fields. And I remember my older brother and sister came with us mostly to watch out for us, because one or two or three or, you know, one of the brothers would end up falling or pushing somebody. Somebody would be hurt. And rather than us running back to the house crying to mama, they would just make us feel better. But it was so much fun. And just remembering that, hearing this Children's Picnic music brought that memory to life. And in my mind, I want to go out and run in this field now.
You can, if you can make your body move that way.
If I can find the field.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's fun. It's fun just to be in the fresh air. Like, I have not been outside for 3 weeks in the sun. First of all, it's been cold. Second of all, I've been working so much that when I get out of my little room, it's like, wow, there's sunshine outside, and then I leave later in the day, and it's dark out by 6-something. So it's interesting that, you know, when you're not in it every day, you miss it so much, and you realize
how
much
it
does. Like, I am. I'm staying outside, and it feels so good. Oh, my gosh. It's a cool breeze. It's perfect. It is absolutely gorgeous out today. It's not hot. It's not humid. It's just a breezy, gentle spring day. It almost feels like, I don't know, 72, 75, and it's just perfect outside.
It feels like perfection, exactly.
And the sun.
Let me
not
tell you.
Not in the sky.
You already know this.
The sun feels so good.
The listeners don't know this, and I know that the people will come back and listen to this show later. You gave my husband a healing treatment yesterday. We drove about an hour to come see you, and he decided he did not want me in on his session, and that's fine. I don't care. It was for him. It wasn't for me. And you said, well, come on inside and sit in the house. And I said, no, it's beautiful out. I'm just going to sit out here. So your little dog came out, and Molly and I talked for a few minutes, and then she wandered around. She barked at the big dogs, and then she settled down. She barked at more big dogs, and then she settled down again. But I stayed outside, and I felt like a woman of absolute leisure because I did nothing for an hour. I mean, I did go on my phone, and I checked to make sure I didn't have any urgent emails, and I checked Facebook to make sure nobody in my family had died, because that's how apparently we tell each other, oh, we have a caller. I'm going to shut up now. Oh, caller just hung up. That was weird.
Because you scared them.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to scare you. Come back. Come back. I was just about to click them on. There they are. Same phone, same caller. Hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Yeah, it wasn't coming in clear, but now
it is. I'm glad you called back. Jessica, where are you calling from?
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Keep me from talking.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, I was listening. Hi.
Hi. So I have a little message for you. You're letting go of things, and it's been emotionally draining on you.
I have. It's been incredible.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh, but it's so, get ready for the surge. I just heard there's going to be a huge surge and a tidal wave coming into your life in such a positive manner that you had to be cleared out before this was all going to come in and infuse your energy with so much good. So you had, it's like, even though when we're going through those challenges, it's so hard to think I should have gratitude and grace for this because it hurts so bad. But then when it's all behind you and you really see why people had to be removed, why situations shifted, why relationships ended, all this stuff was meant to be so you could have this free space inside of you to receive all the most amazing ahead. Do you see that?
It is amazing. It really, like, it's really, mm-hmm. like, I joke around because I've been taking big dumps. Like, it sounds gross.
Oh, no, it is. It's like taking out that backpack that you carried for years and saying, why did I give all my energy to all these people that drained the life out of me? Why did I want something with somebody or want these friendships in my life that were so not on my frequency? Why? Because we were so conditioned in patterns that were not healthy for us. And now this Pluto that's coming into our solar system frequency of energy is showing us that, nope, we're ending everything that's no longer good for you and opening this new portal, which is today, to whatever portal. And so it's bringing all this refreshed, amazing, abundant energy for rebirth. So it's like, oh, my gosh, there's the baby. It's coming. And it's actually here. Like, it's right now. So you're at a perfect place. But I just see, wow, all this stuff had to be released off of you. And you're coming into this huge rebirth. And so much good's going to just infiltrate your soul energy. I mean, you're going to wake up and feel like, I feel like a child again. I feel like I was rebirthed. Yeah, I feel like you already kind of do.
I do. I definitely laugh a lot. And, you know what, for the last 15 years maybe, I've really been struggling with my energy. And I've just been praying about, like, just clearing off the last of, like, I want my health 100% restored. I want my energy restored. I've had bags under my eyes. Like, I want to look good again, like everything. So.
You know, when you start feeding your cellular level with the nutrients, and I mean minerals, more of a mineral boost, I really see that you're going to be able to run and not just walk. It's almost like you're just going to have this rebirth where you're like, gosh, I don't have the pains I used to. It's all gone away. And
so when you
it's
say
like, wow,
minerals,
ran in here.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if
go
I
ahead.
Even want to run. why run?
You can't smell the roses that way, can you?
What are you talking about as far as minerals? Because I wonder if that would help me with. I've been taking a lot of salt baths just to clear away the gunk too.
Yes. And I, you know what I've learned too is putting some baking soda in your bathtub with a little bit of bor, like the borax, that cleaning soap, like the laundry, whatever it is, the amplifier. That actually helps with detoxing us from radiation. And I mean, I've been just getting a lot of information that that's a really good release for our physical body. And then I also see with the minerals, it's more like when we realize our soil, our food line, everything has been depleted. It's kind of like really pay attention to putting more minerals back into your body. And you could do it through supplementation. You can do it through eating at a local, more from local farms that do, like, you know, really pay attention to what they're feeding their animals, processing their animals with, or their plants, because the chemicals deplete us. The chemicals in everything, including the soil, has removed all of the natural minerals that our body needs. And same with water, filtered water, things that we can remove, like the fluorides and the bleaches and things that are not healthy for our system, and, you know, all the pharmaceuticals and everything else that's flushed into our water. So when we do like a filtration system and remove fluoride and do, you know, do double stuff, like I've been doing that, and I really feel so good. But it takes time. Like, it's like we're adding good things back into our system and removing the bad stuff. And sometimes you feel sluggish and you feel worse before you feel better. But it's a process of rebuilding and rebirthing into this newness. So that's what's kind of happening right now. And I just, when I say minerals, it's more like magnesium and iron and, you know, things that we're not always, you know, paying attention to. It's kind of like removing stuff from our, you know, everyday that helps us to be in this heightened state. So pay attention, just, you know, pay attention to more of a mineral supplement or something to replenish your body.
Okay. Yeah, I have been, I have been doing all that stuff, which is good, and definitely eating with the, like, the seeing the food and the farmers and all of that. You know, it's something that I've been wondering about related to this, like, rebirth, and I don't think it's, I mean, I'm still kind of listening to see how spirit's guiding me, but I've been going over my finances. And the desire has been to start paying down the debts that I have and making money. And
yes.
I was thinking of the idea of filing for bankruptcy for a while, but it seems like maybe that I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm just wondering if you see that, like, that's not going to work anymore. I don't know. Like, I mean, again, I'm still listening to what Spirit's saying, but as of right now, I haven't had any, like, I still have my, yeah, I'll just be quiet. I'm just curious what you see about that.
I feel with you is to continue doing what you're doing for a little longer, because I really feel things are shifting all around us. And I just see so much good happening. So I'm going to just share with you this. I don't always know time. But last March, I heard we're coming into heaven on earth. I do not know what that means, but I feel so much good and gifts and abundance coming all of our way as a global, on a global level, I should say. And to just hold off a little longer, okay? Hold off a little longer and see when March gets here, March, April, by May, we should have a lot more clarity on which way to go in the path. Because this rebirth is happening right now. There's so much new infused energy. And I feel that so much good is coming, but I just don't know when. The only thing is I know it's like, I feel it's already here. Because I wake up every day so excited. Like I was saying the other day, it feels like Christmas. It feels like we're getting all these gifts coming our way, and it's like, well, I feel it. It's just not right here in the visible yet. So I would say to hold off and just be patient, pay what you're normally doing, and just allow a little more time to pass, because things are aligning for our highest good, and I really do feel that, if that helps you.
Yeah, I feel like there was a shift. I think it was like a few days ago. I was like, the energy feels so good. Like everything, like all that stuff that was going on that was like doomsday, whatever. I was like, I don't feel that anymore. It's done.
Nope.
And but like
it's over.
Yeah, the bankruptcy thing was just a way for me to eliminate like $20,000 or $25,000 in credit card debt. And so I don't feel bad about doing that, but I can't, I have, I probably shouldn't be talking about this on the air, but I can't qualify for it now. Let's just say that. And I just thought that it would be maybe an easy way out, but it kind of feels like the way for me moving forward would just be like, just make good on it, pay it. And like, you're in abundance now and like stop playing those games that you used to of like trying to get out of stuff and free money and like whatever. So that's one of the things that I'm releasing of like
yeah,
the old habit.
Continue doing the positive in all ways right now. It's all about balance. It's all about receiving. It's all about everything that's good gifted to us. And I feel that the gifts are coming. Okay. So just, you have the flow. Just keep it flowing. Just do what, you know, just pay your minimum, whatever, if that's all you can do. And just hold space for receiving, because I really feel that abundance is ready to pour in. So I don't know what that means, but I'm getting that off of your energy. So be patient. I do not feel that you will have to go that way. But at the same time, it's not clarity yet, like on all of it until – I just feel we need a few more months, and then we're going to have a lot more clarity before the summer. I really do. And you'll know which way to go by then. But I see an upward swing with so much good and just filtering in for you. So I don't really feel it's even going to be a problem. I feel you're going to have a solution because it's going to be gifted to you some way, and you're going to think, wow, I never, ever saw this coming, because you're stepping out of expectation into trusting and letting go. And you kind of did that. That's what you've been working on.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Okay.
It's really like, it's so funny because like I've been working on myself for a really long time, like doing healing work. And then I like over the last like couple of weeks, I'll have like these huge like realizations of like, oh my God, this was such an unhealthy pattern that I've been doing. And then like, I'll have like this hysterical cry about it, and then it'll just clear, and it's like, okay, we're done with that now. But it'll become like, it'll
well,
come
you know
up
why?
And it'll be like so traumatic. It'll be like, oh my God.
Well, you've mastered. See, this is what's so great about healing, and I really try to explain to people, but if they're not there where they've really done some healing work, they don't understand it as clear. But when you do healing work and you realize that traumas have happened or things have happened along the way that have caused you to lose yourself, when you start healing from all those traumas, okay, and start to realize that you're actually in control of your, you know, life path, you get to bring the people in, you get to choose which way you want, how you want to handle this, you know, lesson that we get so oftenly placed on the path. And we can either suffer or we can step back and handle it with gratitude and grace. The more that we learn to handle things with gratitude and grace and realize that this is another lesson to step back and take a look at it, and instead of reacting the way you would have in the past, do it from a different direction or a different pattern that's more healthy, then you realize you don't get affected as long-term as you once did. Just like you might cry, but it'll only be a day. It won't be like 10 years. So it's
like
learning how to. Yeah, because you're still human.
Yeah.
You're still going to be reminded you're human. You can't always be happy. But at the same time, you're also realizing how much you did grow by how you do handle things, how you do react without really reacting. You just allow it to flow through. And that's why the release is crying, or the release is, you know, just being alone and isolated for a little bit. And then you come back out and it's like, wow, I've been like, I let it all go. It feels really clear. It feels good. And that's what we just went through.
Yeah.
So
it's, thank you.
You know,
that was good. It's so exciting. Like, it's so exciting to celebrate with others and, like, just to be in that space of, like, yeah, I'm really rocking it out. Yeah.
You know, we always learn to attach ourselves to the worst-case scenario and worry about it every single day until it finally happens because we created that. And it's about shifting to say, you know what, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to gift it to you, God. Show me. Show me. Just you be the one to show me. And whatever's meant to be, I will go with the flow. And, you know, it releases that energy of obligation and responsibility that we have to make something happen to have this outcome that really we have no control over. So it's like, why do I worry for 10 years? Because I worried for nothing, or I worried and it was still going to happen anyway, so I'll deal with it when it happens.
Yeah.
So we're being shown right now. We're just
hey,
being
ladies.
Shown. Okay.
We have a few minutes left, and we have one caller waiting. So, Jessica, I want to say thank you, and I'm going to put you back on hold if you want to continue listening, and I'm going to bring in our next caller. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Maddie.
Maddie, where are you calling from?
Georgia, Atlanta.
Welcome.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. I want to know what Spirit has to share. Hi. What does Spirit have to share with me?
Spirit's telling me you've been an observer and you're really starting to see things in their truth.
Oh, yeah.
And you are getting a lot of clarity on the truth. Get that?
Got that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes the truth hurts. Okay, sometimes the truth hurts. Well, it does. When it's, like, shown to you and it's like, wow, I never saw that before, but wow. That person's not good for me. I didn't see that. Or, wow, I didn't see this coming. But at the same time, you're seeing the truth and you're able to step back as the observer and say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to allow this to fall away and I'm going to let this happen. I'm going to let this come in and be a part of my energy now. And you're really starting to do that navigation switch of allowing what you want to align with and what you don't. You're right there, actually right there facing it, right all at once.
That's so true. That's exactly how I have been feeling. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
but
this friend. I have this friend. We've been friends for a long time. Wait, actually, he's my chiropractor. Something bothered me yesterday that I'm seeing him in a different light. He asked me it was something about I'm a divorced woman and about the home that I left behind. He asked, was that house ever sold? I said, sure. It was sold in 2016. Spirit showed it to me, so I went and dug it up. He said, what did it sell for, $1 million? And I say, that was rude.
Mm-hmm.
Am I
crying.
Right? Prying. Yeah.
It's how you felt violated or intruded upon. So it was just, you know, crossing healthy boundaries. And those boundaries are yours. So when you feel that it was not the correct thing to do, it's because it crossed your healthy boundary. So it's about you're seeing in the truth right now of what you might have let others do to you in the past, and you're not going to do it going forward. And so you either learn how to speak up or you learn how to walk away, whichever way you choose, and you do it with gratitude and grace. And you just say, you know what, it's okay. Because I'm
okay,
going to
speak
the truth and I'm going to be my own person. And that's where you're standing right now is you are stepping into your own person of who you really are instead of being quiet about it and just letting people talk to you or treat you that are in a way that's not healthy for you. Okay.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
So it's good. So
take care of me.
Get ready for this rebirth and hold your energy strong, okay?
I will. Thank you. Wow.
All right. You're welcome.
I'm so ready for it. Thank you. Wow.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling,
have a good
man.
Day.
Thank you for having me. I just
How did you find the show? You're a first-time caller.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you decided to call in and listen and get a reading.
Yeah.
I forgot to tune in.
I didn't get a chance to listen to the other show, but I can always go back and listen to the archives.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm so happy I got that message that's conferring what I've been feeling, and I love it.
Yeah, this show
yes.
was a little different from most because we didn't have a lot of callers, but Elisa and I had a chance to talk, about some of our personal things that are going on, and I thought it was a good show. And I forgot to give out Elisa's text number. If anybody who's listening today, tomorrow, next week, wants to ever reach out to Elisa and schedule an in-depth reading with her, she can do it by in-person or by phone. Her number is 407-432-7088. And I will tell you...
407-432-7088.
Yes.
She's
Elisa,
in Florida.
She's in Florida, yes.
Orlando area?
Not far from Orlando.
Okay, because I've been thinking about coming in that area. That's why I asked.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I have family
you
in that area.
You can have an in-person session.
Yeah, that would be even better, most definitely.
Maddie, my husband
yes.
had an in-person session with her yesterday, and
uh-huh.
he wouldn't allow me in. Usually, I usually go for the sessions, and then I come home and I tell him everything that we talked about, and he said, no, I think I want to do this by myself. So he did it, but throughout the night he kept telling me, oh, Elisa uncovered this, or she told me about that, or she told me that I'd been having headaches, and I haven't even told you I've been having headaches. And I said, why haven't you been telling me about your headaches? He said, well, I just take an aspirin and move on. I'm like, dude, that's not the way I do it. But, it was kind of interesting because I had the perfect opportunity. We've been talking about the sunshine, and with today being 2/22/2022, it's a portal of twos. It's an amazing energy outside. And yesterday, I know that this portal started opening yesterday because I sat out in the sun while my husband was inside with Elisa doing his thing, and it was as healing for me as it was for him. And I've been working with Elisa, I guess almost a year now, maybe? Elisa?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Probably 2 years. I don't know.
I've known you for almost 4 years, but I started working
mm-hmm.
with you as your client and, letting you help me heal. And I cannot tell you, working with her in person is so powerful. It's just as powerful over the phone, but at the end of working with her in person, you might get a hug.
Oh,
that's
great.
Of,
you know what?
That's
I am
one
going
of the best
to heal
parts.
My sister. I have a sister-in-law that lives in Orlando area. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
give her Lisa's number because she was just telling me the other night that she definitely need someone to help her to decipher something that she has been experiencing.
Excellent.
And it's just so, lo and behold, they both in the same area.
That's very good.
It's so much convenient.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, you don't mind, do you?
Not at all. Actually, there's a store downtown Orlando called Mystic Minerals, and they have all my information in there as well. So
Mystic Minerals. Okay.
Yeah.
Mystic Minerals is a spiritual store, and they have
this
my
phone call is
going to
get cut short,
go
y'all.
In there.
I know we got about 47 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That store is amazing. It really is. So,
all right.
You can send her to go there and let her know. All right.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye
bye. Bye, Maddie.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this phone call, they will cut off anybody who's called in. So I'm going to play our exit music, and they'll cut you off too, Elisa. And I will talk to you another time. I love you, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit theunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's theunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.